What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another Audio Boo movie review. The movie I'm going to be talking about opens today, actually June 19th. That's what today's date is. It's called Dope, and it hits theaters, and it's dope. It's dope, 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 dope. You need to go check this movie out. Let me tell you about this movie, what it's about. It's about three high school kids, Malcolm, Diggy, and Chib. And these three individuals are like the geeks of the school, and they belong to a band, and they love 90s hip-hop. And when I say that, if you watch the trailer and you see, some of y'all might be thinking, this is like a 90s movie, I don't feel like. No, it's not even that, okay? It's not even that. It's 2015. But these three, they're influenced and love fashion of 90s hip-hop, hip-hop in the 90s. So don't get it twisted. Go see this movie. All right, people. So these three people, they're in high school and they get invited to go to this party. I'm not going to give you any details on whose party it is, why, who's going to be there. Just know that Zoe Kravitz is going to be there. And if you know Zoe Kravitz like I know Zoe Kravitz, I would go to any party anywhere she asked me to. My God, she's beautiful in this movie. I actually had a chance to speak with her, small talk with her and Maggie Q at the Divergent autograph signing at our booth at Comic-Con. Of course, I didn't get a lot out because I was just like, you're beautiful and you're beautiful. And yeah. So, Zoe, if you're listening, if I wasn't married, I'd ask you out on a date. I'm just telling you that right now. So back to the movie. So these three go to this party and something happens where Malcolm gets some drugs in his backpack and is kind of put in a predicament to get rid of these drugs. It gets a little crazy and nuts. And that's all I'm going to tell you about this movie. But keep in mind, people, if you watch the trailer, the trailer doesn't do the movie justice, okay? And when I say that, I don't mean it's a bad trailer. I'm just saying that it doesn't go into detail, which is a good thing. You don't want to get ruined by trailers. And the trailer doesn't ruin the movie. It might send you in a different direction. You're thinking, no, come back to me. You need to see this movie. Now, the cast, awesome. The dude that plays Malcolm, Shameik Moore, I don't know who this guy is, but he did a great job. Then we got Diggy, played by Kersey Clemons, who I actually really, really liked. Not only is her character great in the movie, but her acting is just awesome. And just her facial expressions. Just notice Dig when she doesn't have to speak. It's just funny. And then we got Chib, played by Tony Revolori, I believe. He's hilarious in this movie. And then we have other different people in there. There's a guy named Will, played by Blake Anderson. He's kind of like the hippie, drug-dealing hacker kind of. He's just hilarious. This guy named Quincy Brown. I don't know. This guy here plays the guy Jaleel, and he's hilarious in the movie. And then he's got a sister named Lily in the movie, played by Chanel Eamon. I believe that's how you say her name. She's actually a Victoria's Secret's model. She's in this movie, and her role is outstanding. Watch the movie. You'll know what I'm talking about. If you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. There's just one part, though, that's whoa. Other than that, I thought the cast was great. Anyone that has a speaking role was on point. The writing and directing was just awesome. And I got to give a shout-out to Rick. I'm going to mess up your name, dude. Famuyiwa? I know I mess it up, but he's the writer-director, and kudos. Because you did a great job on everything. The soundtrack on point. Oh my Lord. And not only does it have 90s hip hop, but it also has some kind of like this like punk rock that the three kids are in a band and they sing these songs. I don't know if they really sang the songs, but I need to find out. Because if they did, great job. And if you didn't, I need to know who did it, because it's just, man, good songs, good soundtrack, everything. Pharrell. It was involved in this, and Forrest Whitaker, and Puffy, and so it's just a really good movie, people. You need to check it out. I have no complaints. Before I started this review, I was thinking, what am I going to complain about? I have no complaints. Everything is great about this movie. It's definitely worth checking out, and I'm hoping it's going to be playing in multiple theaters all over, but just in case, just find it, because it's what sucks. It's when movies like this come out that are really good, that should be seen by everybody, and everybody should go support it, and then it's only playing like in one theater in their city, and it sucks. So find this, and I hope they get the love in all the theaters, because it's really worth checking out, people. So I think that's it. All right, people. So thanks for joining me for this movie review on Dope, out in theaters today. You can check out my blog, iWatchMike.com, Twitter, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. That is me. My YouTube channel, iWatchMike, Facebook page, iWatchMike. Everything is on iWatchMike.com, even my podcast. So check that as well. So that's it. Everybody have a great weekend. Bye-bye.